This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Spider-Man does whatever a spider. The 700th issue of The Amazing Spider-Man hit the shelves this week. Dan Slott is the comic book's writer, and for this long-awaited installment, he did the unthinkable. Now, turn your radio down if you don't want to hear this spoiler, because it is big. He killed off Peter Parker, the handsome, virtuous teenager behind the famous red mask. Dan Slott joins me now. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Linda.
So how exactly does Peter's death play out in this installment?
Spider-Man, Peter Parker's one of his longest and greatest enemies, the evil Otto Octavius, also known as Dr. Octopus, back in issue 600 found out he was dying. And since then, he's been going on the supervillain equivalent of a bucket list, doing one evil scheme after another before he runs out the clock. And his greatest and final act of vengeance was he found a way to switch minds with Peter so that he would be in the body of Spider-Man and Spider-Man would be in the destroyed and diseased body of Dr. Octopus with hours left to live.
But why pick Dr. Octopus to take over this identity?
Doc Ock, on some level, is the shadow Peter Parker. Peter Parker was a bespectacled nerd as a teenager who was very resentful of all of his peers. One of his first lines ever in a comic book is, "They'll be sorry they laughed at me."
"One day I'll get even. Bookworm, shookworm, I'll get even."
That's something a villain says. And it was the ethics and things that Aunt May and Uncle Ben taught Peter in the end made him a hero.
"With great power, there must also always be great responsibility. And so long as I live, Spider-Man will never shirk his duty again."
When you first meet Doc Ock, he's this adult bespectacled nerd who has a radioactive accident that makes him the analog of an eight-legged creature. And one of the things that happens in Amazing Spider-Man 700 is Peter is able to valiantly, in his last act, imbue Doc Ock with his memories and feelings.
So instead of being one of the comic's main bad guys, as he's been for years, he turns out to be somebody better and different?
That is the hope. He kind of realizes that he's wasted his life on villainy. Then as the camera keeps rolling, Doc Ock goes, "And with my unparalleled genius and my boundless ambition, I'll be a better Spider-Man than you ever were. In fact, I shall become the superior Spider-Man."
So how are your fans handling this?
It is an incredible mix. There's a lot of people that realize that over 50 years of Spider-Man, some of the best stories involve loss. Every hero out there, when you think of who and what superheroes are, like Superman and Batman, they're all square-jawed Adonises with perfect teeth and standing arms akimbo, and they never lose. And what Stan Lee and Steve Ditko did when they came up with Spider-Man and Amazing Fantasy 15 was they broke the mold. They made a hero who was like us, a hero with feet of clay, a guy who made mistakes all the time.
We should probably say happy birthday to Stan Lee.
90th birthday this week. Just the other day, I wished him a happy early birthday, and he responded to me, "Oh, Dan, most people would give you a watch or a nice cigar, but for my birthday, you gave me a dead Peter Parker. Thanks, my friend."
Dan Slott is writer of the comic series The Amazing Spider-Man, which is now called The Superior Spider-Man. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.